that we Catholics, we have forgotten, and this is the very basics, is the Ten Commandments, is the divine law that God gives to his people at the time he gives this law to the people of Israel. And in this divine law, the will of God is expressed, is given to the people of Israel. Israel, which is used, the name Israel is used to refer to the people of God. We are the people of God, and the Ten Commandments, they still apply for all of us, and is something very basic, is the foundations of everything, because it is the divine law, the law of God, and it is the moral law. And in order for us to receive this gift of living in the divine will, we need to be in the state of grace. We need to follow morality, and we need to adhere the fatherly voice that tells us, this is my will, and I'm giving you this law. So we know that the people of Israel in the Old Testament, every sacrifice that they did, every prayer, it was with the expectation of the coming of the Messiah. They were waiting for their Redeemer. They were waiting for Emmanuel. We have passed that time, that prophecy has been fulfilled in the person of Jesus. Now we are waiting for the second coming, and we are waiting for the promise that is given to us in the prayer of the Our Fathers. And in order for us to possess this gift, we need to have the foundations in our soul. In order for us to live out the prayer of the Our Fathers, we need to have this cementation again in our soul. We need to put the foundation and the roots. So we hear in the book of Exodus, we go to the Bible, and we go there to Exodus 20, chapter 20, from 1 to 6. And in there we see that the law is given to Moses. And the Lord tells Moses, he gives the commandments. The first commandment says, I am the Lord your God. I am the one who brought you out of the land of Egypt. You should have no other gods before me. Egypt represents slavery. Egypt represents sin. Egypt represents idolatry. And God wants to clean this. He wants to uproot all of this from the people of Israel. And if we go back there at the time, the people of Israel, they knew that the Lord brought them out of Egypt. And they knew that God was with them, and they doubted. So in the book of heaven, going now to the writings of Lisa Picaretta, the first book, the Lord tells Luisa Picaretta, you are right when you say that by yourself, you cannot do anything. But this is what I want from you. I want you to imitate me. I want you to grow in virtue. We know that Luisa Picaretta was adhering to the Ten Commandments. Some people, they want to live in the divine will, and some of them, they don't have sacraments, or they live out of the sacraments. The sacraments are very essential to be in the state of grace. So the divine law, the Ten Commandments, are essential for us. This is the foundation of the soul, because it represents the moral life. And somehow we have forgotten this. you remember, the Ten Commandments, they used to be placed outside of the courthouse. Some of the courthouses, they have the Ten Commandments. And it represented the moral law. It represents the moral law. In the Ten Commandments, God tells us everything that he wants from us to be in friendship with him. The Ten Commandments, they don't make us sons and daughters of God. They make us friends with God. Baptism makes us sons and daughters of God. In today's society, we have disregarded the Ten Commandments, and we are paying basically the consequences of those things that we have forgotten. We know very well that in the Ten Commandments, God tells us, you shall not kill. And people sometimes, they pacify their souls, their consciences, just by saying, you know, it's okay. But the divine law tells us exactly how to guide ourselves. So in living the gift of the divine will, to possess this gift in us, we need to live a moral life. And this we find this in the Ten Commandments. So ask yourselves, how many of you know the Ten Commandments? And if you know them, do you guide yourselves through the Ten Commandments every single day to make any decision? Knowing that this is the will of God for everybody. So in the Ten Commandments, God tells us clearly, this is what I want. This is what I want from you. And if we combine this with the teachings of Luisa Picarreta, we will see that our Lord Jesus, in the first volumes, he's trying to teach Luisa Picarreta how to grow in the life of virtue. But we cannot grow in the life of virtue if we don't live out the Ten Commandments. Luisa was living out the Ten Commandments. That's why our Lord begins with virtue with her. So in our society, we have to go back one step back. To the Ten Commandments. Do you wonder why it is so difficult for people to make moral choices when it comes to decide the public life and all of this? Because if you look at what has happened, we have forgotten these Ten Commandments. Children, they do not know the Ten Commandments. So we have to go back because we are not in the level that Luisa Picarreta was if we look at ourselves. So in this class, in these meetings that we are going to be doing, I want to do two things. I want to go over the teaching that we find in the Ten Commandments, and we combine this with the Book of Heaven so that we may lay the foundations to grow spiritually so that virtue can flourish in us so that the gift of the divine will can grow in us. You know, the divine will, the gift of the divine will, the Lord tells Luisa Picarreta in volume 23. In volume 23, we find in the entry of September 25, 1927, this is what our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picarreta about this gift. He says the following. He says, the kingdom of the divine will, the kingdom of the divine will is the holiest, the most pure, the most beautiful. And in order for me to give this gift, it is necessary that the earth be prepared and purified. Okay? So we know that this gift is the most pure gift, the holiest. So now go to the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes, in the Beatitudes in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, we find that the Lord Jesus says, blessed are the pure of heart, because they shall see God. So the reward for those who are pure is to see the face of God. And what is the commandment that tells us to be pure, both in body and spirit? The sixth commandment tells us, is asking us to be pure. The reward of this purity is to see the face of God. So the kingdom of heaven, to enter into heaven, we have to be pure, because heaven is perfection. Nothing that is unclean can enter into heaven, and heaven is the kingdom of the divine will. In heaven, the will of God is done perfectly. Okay? So in the same way that nothing impure can enter into heaven, because it's the kingdom of the divine will, so the kingdom of the divine will cannot descend into the soul of a person who is not in the state of grace. And when we are not in the state of grace, is because we have violated one of the Ten Commandments. I hope this makes sense. So in the same way that we cannot enter into heaven without being pure, without being purified, the gift that is being offered to us through the writings of Luisa Picarreta cannot be deposited in the soul of the person who is not prepared to receive it. So we know how to unite ourselves with our Lord Jesus, to surrender our will. But in order for this union to happen, the person has to be in the state of grace. And to be in the state of grace is to comply, to adhere to the Ten Commandments. So that's why we need to go back to know the law, the divine law, because this will help us, this will guide us in all our decisions in our life. And it is very important, because if we do this, then we will be able to grow in the gift, in the possession of this great gift. The Lord continues here in volume 23, and he says that in order for him to give this gift, he says, it is necessary that the earth be purified, that the earth be prepared and purified using different methods. Because he says, I cannot give such a great gift, so holy, if the souls are not prepared. And then he says, I will purge the earth, I will purify the earth in different using different methods, natural disasters and all of this. But it is not necessary. It is not necessary for this to happen, because we don't have to wait until these things happen. If we align ourselves with the Ten Commandments and we really make those our guide in life, then the justice of God will relent. Yes, look at what happened of the people to the people of Nineveh. When Jonah went to preach, they received the message, they repent, and the Lord didn't destroy them because they purified themselves. If we do the same as they did, what our Lord Jesus is telling Luisa Picarreta, that he will clean the earth, will not happen, because purification happens in the sacrament of confession, when the people repent. When you purify with your soul with the tears of repentance, and you turn back to God. So during these little sessions, I want to go through the Ten Commandments. Today, we go to the first one that the Lord tells Moses by giving the law. The first thing that he says, I am the Lord your God. I am a jealous God. You should have no other gods. We have to understand in the spiritual sense that we are composed. Our makeup is both physical and spiritual. So we possess a soul. This soul is created by God. I really want you to follow me in this, because it's very important for you to understand this. So we are both body and soul. The soul is created by God, is in us. In that soul, imagine there is an altar, and that altar is consecrated to give praise, glory, honor, and adoration to God. Since the soul is created by God and consecrated in baptism, where when the Holy Spirit descends, and wherever the Holy Spirit is, God the Father is, and the Son is, we become the indwelling place of the Blessed Trinity. So that altar in our soul is consecrated to God. That means that in this altar, we cannot give praise, glory, and adoration to anybody else, but this altar is to be used to honor God. So we have to tear down everything that does not belong to God. And this is what our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picarreta in the first volume of the Book of Heaven. The Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picarreta that he wants, the first thing that he wants from her is to be another Jesus, to imitate him, to empty herself, to take away everything that does not belong to him. So now you may say, well, you know, I am doing very well, like pretty much I follow the Ten Commandments. So I am ready to receive this gift. The people of Israel, they worship a golden calf. In order for us to keep this altar consecrated to God, this altar which is in our soul, so that this gift can be given to us, we need to go through another list, that is the seven deadly sins. Because anger, lust, grief, laziness, all gluttony, all the seven deadly things. When we are so attached to them, we place those idols in that altar that is in our soul, and it becomes unclean. Because remember, this altar has to be always consecrated to God. Always consecrated to God. So in this altar, you cannot put anything else. Only praise, glory, honor, adoration to the one God. To use the things that the Lord gives us and to see them as gifts that come from Him and to use them wisely, but not to attach ourselves to them so that we can live what in spirituality we call spiritual detachment, indifference. So we receive many gifts from the Lord, but we don't attach ourselves to them. We know that these gifts are only given to us for a time. So we use them accordingly, but we do not attach ourselves to them. Because if we attach ourselves to them, we take the place that belongs to God, and we give it to them without even knowing it. So it is very important to reflect upon the Ten Commandments and to really know them. Because we may be doing something that it is contrary to them. And if we live in this way and we want to live in the divine will, it contradicts. Because God cannot share His love with the enemy. Remember, He's a jealous God, holy jealousy, meaning that He wants the love, the correspondence, the adoration, the tribute of His creatures. That is us, coming from our souls. Because He is the one who created our souls, so He thirsts for our souls. He wants that love. So again, going back now to the divine law, the Ten Commandments, when the Lord tells to the people of Israel through Moses, I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. I'm a jealous God. You should have no other gods. And if you follow my law, I will bless you up. I will bless you up to the thousand generations, he says. The blessing, the mercy of God, his generosity to all of us, comes through adhering his divine law, the Ten Commandments. Some people, they say, well, Jesus only gave us two commandments. He summarized the Ten Commandments because the first three commandments, they are in relation to God, how we relate with God. And the other seven is how we relate with others, with our neighbor. So by understanding what God wants from us through the Ten Commandments, in there we find His will for us. In there we find the right path to begin this journey to attain this gift that is being offered to us through the Book of Heaven. It is in a way very simple, but also very difficult because we have forgotten these elements that are so important and is the foundation of all the spiritual life. It was given to the people of Israel, fulfilled by our Lord Jesus. So if we want to be another Jesus, we have to also fulfill the law. Jesus fulfilled the law. He followed the Ten Commandments. So there is no reason for us to think that we can skip them and possess this gift. So during these little sessions, I want to evangelize in this way because it is so important. And I will go in more detail as we make progress in these little sessions. So I hope it doesn't offend all of you because it's very simple and it's very basic, but it is really something that we have to work on. You know, all of you that are mothers and grandmothers, you should teach them to your children, grandchildren, because this is the law that God wants. And in giving this gift to your children, to your friends, your family, you are giving them a great, great treasure. It is in there, the promise is in there in the book of Exodus, that he will bless your generations up to the 1,000 generations, he says, I will bless you. If you know and follow my commandments, I will bless you abundantly up to the 1,000 generations. Keep my command, my commandments, says the Lord. This is more precious than anything else. So it is fundamental, it's basic to receive this gift. So try to live out these 10 commandments. Know them, memorize them, pray with them, knowing that in there we find the will of God for us. In there we find the fatherly voice of our God and Father who tells us, this is my will for you. And if we continue in this way, then we can really possess this gift. This gift that we all know is so great, that we all want to possess, but that is not given to us just like that. There has to be preparation in the soul. So again, I hope this is not too basic for all of you. I hope this is something that you can use, and I hope you can join us next time. We are going to be doing these little sessions only for 30 minutes, and then we are going to take some time, 10 minutes or so, for questions, if you have any question, and then we will continue next time. So